Proclamation number 2268, dated the March 18th, 1942. Selfish love. Not much willingness for redemptive work. It can be said that there is not much willingness to accomplish redemptive work on Earth since, due to their way of life, people have increased their distance from God, and this ever-expanding distance also signifies constantly greater weakness of will. But the distance from God also signifies lack of knowledge, and therefore the human being does not realize the necessity and the blessing of redemptive work. He is unaware of the consequences in the beyond and thus does nothing to reduce the state of being far away from God. This is a certain constraint of will, for although the human being's will is free, the opponent nevertheless still exerts great power over him, namely, when a person's way of life does not correspond to divine commandments. The human being certainly has freedom of will, insofar that he can act and think as he likes, because he can neither be forced by the evil power nor does God force him in any way. But if he is evil-minded, then he voluntarily turns to the one who had once abused his will, and the latter will also take possession of the person's will who turns to him. Then it will be difficult for a person to use his free will, and this becomes increasingly more difficult the more power he grants God's adversary over himself. If a person wants to release himself from his power and also wants to release others or help them to do so, he must comply with divine will and, first of all, practice love. After all, love is the strength which counters the opponent, who has become totally heartless. Every work of love liberates the human being, since he detaches himself from the one who wanted to revoke God's order, who did not acknowledge God as the eternal love and whose power goes hand in hand with absolute heartlessness. Redemptive work is therefore any work whose driving force is love. But nowadays people's every activity is determined by selfish love. Each person only thinks of his own advantage in his work, yet the desire to help his fellow human beings with it is only rarely present. This is why little spiritual success comes from such work. Were people more connected to God, their selfish love would constantly lessen and their love for other people would grow to the same extent. Then a person would feel urged from within to accomplish works of love. He would only ever want to help and completely liberate himself from the control of the merciless control. However, since the will for redemptive work is only seldom to be found, the opponent has great power on earth. And this manifests itself such that he impels people into ever greater heartlessness and that they follow him willingly and almost surpass each other with works of destruction and feelings of hatred and revenge. And this consistently increases the distance from God until they are completely subject to the influence of evil again, which would result in total spiritual ruin were God not to use his power and put a stop to it. He will once again revoke his adversary's power over the spiritual beings by banishing them into matter again for an infinitely long time to come. Amen.